tell you, I'm freezing. And there are probably some people who are watching this in America. They'll say they have no idea. This guy's talking Yerushalayim. It's what is it? You know, 50 degrees over there, 40 degrees maybe. How could I say that I'm freezing? All I could tell you is that for the people in New York, I'm not claiming I'd prefer 2.5 feet of snow, but I will tell you the following. At least in New York, when you go in, when you're cold, it's really freezing outside, so you go into a building, at least finally, like you feel warm. So, but over here, it's not that way at all. To the point that I get even colder when I go inside, except you almost had the heat running here for like a few hours. But I then go outside to stand in the sun for a few minutes to try to heat up, because all the stone, Baruch Hashem, over here, it seeps into your bones. And for years, I always found it was the strangest thing that when it comes Shvat, I remember as a child in New York City when it was really, really, really freezing, you know, then bringing these like strange fruits and talking about Rosh Hashanah Leilanos. And how could it possibly be that Chazal made it, that we're celebrating rebirth, when it's actually the moment Tu B'Shvat always seems to come out on the coldest week of the year? What's going on? So I saw an amazing vart. Rav Dani Schreiber recommended this to me. Very, very simple, beautiful idea. This is not a 10-minute musar, it's a 10-minute chassidus. A beautiful chassidus shavart from the Bavitcher Rebbe Zechreinu Levracha. When Klal Yisrael goes out of Mitzrayim, it's described as Hayoim Atem Yoitzim B'Chodesh Ha'aviv. Today, you're going out during the springtime. And the Rebbe writes the following. Yesh levar al derech haremez asasib lekach sheyetzias Mitzrayim hoyse b'chodesh ha'aviv dafka. The emphasis of the spring is really not to emphasize so much the springtime, but rather lefnei bo ha'aviv b'tkufas hachoref nira kiilu ha'olam chadal militzmachu litgadem. Because beforehand, everything was freezing and everything was cold. V'hine lepesach. And immediately, b'chodesh aviv mofia peretz shel tzmichat v'itchadshut. All of a sudden, then, during the spring, everything begins to bloom. However, ulamita shel davar, the truth was, lo hayta zo, ela tkufa shel agirat kochot lekrat haluv v'apricha ba'aviv. The most important time of the growth of the trees is not when you see them in full bloom, but they grow really when it's freezing cold. That's the most important tkufa. V'kach hadover gam b'yitzias Mitzrayim, b'tkufat hamora v'aruka shel golos Mitzrayim, nibda ha'yakilu netzra l'chalutin itkan mutov l'itpatchuto shel Am Yisrael. It looked like Klal Yisrael was falling apart. Hein b'muvan agashmi v'hein b'muvan arichani. Ulepeta im yitziyasam shel b'nei Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, and then all of a sudden, immediately, everything is beautiful. It's Chodesh Aviv. However, hagolus al kol koshia zichcha es nafsho seyem shel Yisrael. It's specifically the freezing time where Klal Yisrael goes through its greatest growth. And the Rebbe concludes, "Umikan yesh lomad musar haskil." This is Likutei Sichas Chel Chav Zayin. Kasher mafia li'itim b'chayenu tkufa shenid molim she'eni tkufa shel yitzira. A person hits this time where he feels frozen. V'ulay yesh ba mishum atzira v'afniska la'achar, and he feels himself falling even sometimes backwards. The truth is, almita shel davar tkufazu mas mishameshet. This period of time could be agirat koach l'shem hagvaras hatzmichus. That's the time that a person could grow the most. So the Rebbe is giving us a very, very powerful chizuk. And when a person is cold, it's an important time to be mechazik on this yisod. And that is that in times of storm, in times of difficulty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at that moment creating the Yeshua. When you feel the Yeshua already happened. It happened months and months and months before. The Yeshua usually was nitzmach dafka bizman hakar. The salvation comes specifically during that cold, terrible time. Communist life was awful. It was absolutely awful. They say in the USSR, somebody called up some service, and he said, "I need an electrician." So the electric company said, "Okay, in 3 years from now, in 8 days, we'll have someone coming for you to help you out." So the guy says, "Is it going to be a morning or at night?" So the fellow says, "Why does it make a difference?" He says, "It happens to be that's when the plumber is coming." It was an awful, awful, awful period. For my Zayda, communism also saved our lives. Because when my grandfather was running away from the Nazis and he came to Russia, the worst thing seemed to have happened, and that is that the communists asked him whether he wanted to be a communist citizen, and he said no. My mother says that at the time, even though he was going to get protection under the Russian government, but at the end of the day, he knew it was impossible to raise a family to be Shomer Torah Mitzvahs in Russia. That people already knew in 1940 as they were running away from the Nazis. And my family was sent to Siberia. That's why my family is alive today, because the Jews that weren't sent to Siberia, most of them were killed by the Nazis when the Nazis invaded Russia. Nazis actually killed more Jews in Russia in one day than they did in the Einsatzgruppen, than they did in the gas chambers. And there were thousands, tens of thousands of Polish refugees who were running away from the Nazis that were ultimately killed in Russia itself. So ultimately, Siberia, that freezing cold, I still feel in my bones to this day of my grandfather and my great grandfather. That was actually the Yeshua, because ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaBayis. The Baal HaBayis is moving things around, and we don't always realize how he's moving things around. That what seems to be something that's really painful, ultimately is something that's really for the best of us, for us. You know, they say that there was once an anti-Semite who walked into a bar, and he saw that there was a Jew that was sitting over there at one of the tables. He said, "Drinks for everybody except for the Jew." And the Jew's sitting there at the table, he looks not fazed. So it bothers the anti-Semite more, and he announces, "Cocktails for everybody except for the Jew." And then turns to somebody. Again, the Jew is relaxed. He said, why am I not upsetting him? And they said to him, "He happens to own the bar. The Jew owns the bar." So, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes, Lahavdil Elef Alfei Avdolos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the real Baal HaBayis. And sometimes the way in which everybody thinks that they're the ones being Mitzayer, they're the ones controlling, they're the ones that are accomplishing, but ultimately, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's moving it all around. And what seems to be kar is really cham. And what's cham is sometimes really, really kar for a person. That's chizuk number one. As the Rebbe Zichreinu Livracha emphasized, that when a person is standing in kar, it could very well be that that's where the Yeshua comes from. And number two, the Rebbe is reminding us something else. And that is that when ultimately you see the Yeshua, and you realize and you begin to see the pieces that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put together in your life, don't forget the people who were there for you at the time that it was cold. Rav Shach was zocheh to be a manigador for many, many reasons. But one of the reasons in Lania's Daiti is because Rav Shach never forgot. And there are dozens of stories. I'm only going to say one of them. Rav Shach never forget every single time he was called as a yeshiva bachar and someone brought him something. Rav Shach never forgot it. Never. 70 years later, he went to a levaya on the other side of Israel for an almana who had once done something for him when he was a bachur to help him out. Rav Yitzchak Epstein was a rav who Rav Isser Zalman had mentioned to him. Rav Shach was Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer's nephew, and Rav Yitzchak Epstein was told by Rav Isser Zalman that Rav Shach was having difficulty getting certain level of hashkacha of meat. And he arranged for a short period of time when Rav Shach came to Eretz Yisrael to be able to get that hashkacha meat. When Rav Yitzchak Epstein passed away, Rabbi Lawrence records the story. He called up Rav Yitzchak Epstein's family, Rav Shach did. Rav Shach was Rav Isser Zalman's nephew. And he said, I have a burial plot right next to my uncle. I have a Hakaras HaTov, and particularly it's connected to the conversation that my uncle had with your father. I want your father to be buried next to Rav Isser Zalman. Rav Shach gave away his spot for a simple Hakaras HaTov. Rabosai, you've had hard times in your life. There were people that helped you. The ultimate balabais to help you was Kutcha Brichu. Don't forget. Don't forget those people, even the smallest things that they did for you. This answers our question. You know why in Shvat, in New York, it seems to be not make any sense, at least here in Eretz Yisrael, the time's a little bit sunny, you could actually see the buds on the trees. And even here, it's such a strange thing. Even here, Rosh Hashanah li lanos. At the end of the day, it's Rosh Hashanah. This is the time of the rebirth of fruit. This is the definition of whether the fruit is considered from this year or not. Whether its bud was on the tree during this period of time. That's so strange. That's not when the fruit appears. So based on the Rebbe Zichrono Livracha, the answer is yes. Because that's the Iker Zman Gidul of the pri. The Iker Zman, the primary time of a person's growth, is Dafka B'Zman HaKarus. The vart that I think I repeat the most is that we're going to say on Friday night, Mizmar Shirli Om HaShabbos, Tzadik HaTamar Yifrach, a tzadik is like a tamar tree. A day tree grows very, very deep into the ground before you see any fruits. Years and years and years. Realize that that's what creates beautiful fruits, not what's obvious. Maybe we go a little bit deeper for the next couple of minutes, based on an idea that I've mentioned in the past. So again, how would we summarize what we've just said up until now? That Rosh Hashanah Li'ilanos, true peros, are not defined by its glory, its totsah, its result, but rather is at the time in which it begins to develop and you don't even see it in its totality. And that's the most important time of your growth. But let's go even deeper. That's the Shita of Beis Hillel. The Shita of Beis Shammai is you don't even see a bud at all. The Shita of Beis Shammai is that it starts from Rosh Chodesh Shvat, when the sap has begun in the tree. At least according to Shitas Beis Hillel, you could see a tiny bit. According to Shitas Beis Shammai, it's absolutely nothing. And that means, for a person according to the position of Beis Shammai, to realize that there's a fruit that's growing, they have to be able to recognize the potential inside of themselves. You are not who you are, according to Beis Shammai, but rather you are your potential. And it means that there is a responsibility of every individual to spend time asking not only what are the things that are budding inside of me, but what's inside of me that hasn't bud at all, but has that potential. And you know what? According to Kabbalah, the only way a person follows the Shita of Beis Hillel is because we're in a Zman of Rachamim. But the MS Din, which is MS, is like Beis Shammai. A person really should be his potential. And that's the only way people become great. So the first step during the freezing period is to realize that this is really the time of growth. Not to let what seems to appear on the outside, the frozen component, the stifling component, the lack of obvious fruition to fool us, because that's the time really where the fruits are growing. Not when everything is blooming. When everything is blooming, it's too late. Now's the time. And even deeper than that, it's during the freezing period of time when a person has the opportunity to grow, that a person not only has a responsibility to see that now is the time that fruits grow, now is the time for my peros, but a person needs to ask themselves the definition of a pre is not even its bud. According to Beis Shammai, Lo'asid Lavo, it's going to be simply the sap. And that is something that you don't see at all, entirely a person's potential. I'll explain to you what I'm driving at, Bederech Avodas Hashem. I remember a young man who's now a prolific Talmud Chacham. He sat next to me, two tables from the back. I think Rav Zinkin sat three from the back in the Masbeis Medrash. When he came back from Yeshiva HaKotel, I remember him, he's a regular guy like some of you over here. They tell me now that he learns eight daf a day and he's finishing Shas every 11 months. A regular kid from Yeshiva HaKotel 15 years ago or so. How does such a thing happen? How does such a thing happen? He's a young man under the age of 40. And Mir Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give him Arichus Yamim. That means that, you know, when he's going to be 60 years old, you know, he should have finished Shas already 30 times. So first of all, he was Ocha to look at Rav Nevin Sal for a while when he was in the old city. The only way such a thing could happen was a person says to himself, wait a second, there's a potential inside of me that I never realized that I had, and I could do something that most people in the world think that is just not, is beyond me. No one would ever thought it. That's on the level of Talmidei Chachamim. You know, I'm also in Shana Bet Shana Gimel. And I tell you, as a Rebbe, you can't predict. Sometimes there's a Talmud that goes back and he's in such great shape, and this is a whole schmoozing of itself to talk about keys to staying strong, etc., etc. Talmidim or big lamdanim, and then there's some Talmidim that I feel like I didn't get them very far. Not many things changed from when I met them. Talmud left in January. How much did I learn with him? 3-4 months. I had a Talmud like that my first year. A Talmud that I really felt like I didn't accomplish much with him. I would say at best his Shana Bet was mediocre. He's about, in 2 years from now, to make his second Siyum HaShas of the Daf Yom. I never would have dreamed it. A sweet boy. We kept in touch. I'm not talking about, we had a beautiful relationship. He told me he started Daf Yom. I didn't believe him. I didn't expect that from him. I was hoping that he would do Chumash Rashi, that he'd be Maver Sedra. But what happened was that this Talmud saw something inside of himself. And you could always start something, and you don't need to be successful the first time. It's okay. But there is a potential inside of every single one of you. And during the freezing time is a time for a person to ask themselves, wait a second, have I frozen myself? Or no, it's specifically this time HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be mechamim, something inside of me that I didn't know existed. My wife points out, Rebbetzin Machlis, Zichrona Levracha, she grew up as a regular kid who went to, if I'm not mistaken, she went to Central. A regular girl. My wife tells me that to her is the most amazing part of her life. She was a regular girl. She went to the same bungalow colony as my father-in-law. It was a regular bungalow colony. She was a regular, quote-unquote, standard girl from Brooklyn going to a modern Orthodox high school. And she became a giant. The only way that can happen is if a person doesn't even look at their buds. Because your buds are things that only indicate a slight amount of what's inside of you. There you have to go entirely below what's on the surface. That's Rosh Hashanah Lilanos. Rosh Hashanah Lilanos L'Beis Hillel. Rosh Hashanah Lilanos L'Beis Shammai. Kosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata D'Shmaya. Go back to the words of Lubavitcher Rebbe. Hayoyim atem yoytzim b'chaydesh ha'aviv. The Lubavitcher Rebbe didn't say this, but I want to add. Hayoyim, today, it's the Chodesh Ha'aviv, it's the springtime. That's when you see the peiros. Hayoyim. But realize that's only the Hayoyim. There was something that must have been before. This Talmud Chacham was doing 8 daf a day. There was something that happened before, as a young man. And then later on, you'll see the Chodesh Ha'aviv. Every single person, al pi madregasam, al pi yicholtam, should be zocha to mekadesh shem shamayim, even though it's not so obvious how far our neshamas could go.